The Gemara on the bottom, Daf Ayin Amudalef, has a shaila. The Gemara says, "By Menei Rav Amram, Rav Chisa, Mafkin Eitzelcha, but Bishtar, V'Amal Chizartim L'cha." I gave it back to you. Mao is he Naman or not? Mi Amin Amigli by Yomer Nansu Mehem and Hashanam Mehem. Do we say that he's Naman with Amigli that he could have said Nansu? Well, Dilma Amar Leish Shtarchi B'Yodim Aboy. Maybe he's not Naman because he could tain it to him Shtarchi B'Yodim Aboy. If you pay me back, if you return it to me, why do I still have your Shtar? So Amar Leish Mehem. So he answered Rav Chisa, told him he's Naman. Frak the Gemara Kasha V'Leish Amar Leish Shtarchi B'Yodim Aboy. Frak the Gemara Hagidus Eri Naman L'Maisa. There is a taina connected to Migul, Shtar Chabiyot of my boy. If you give it back, why do I have your Shtar? So then the one goes on to answer that Kasha. Now the Chernim over here asks the Kasha, the Sameach and others, that the Kasha of the Gemara is difficult to understand because Rav Chisa himself holds earlier on Daf Lamed Gimel that Migul connected Edom works. You can have a Migul connected Edom. Migul is stronger than Edom. So in the Chinami, there's a Raya of Shtar Chabiyot of my boy. But just like a Migul could work connected Edom, about a Migul could work connected the taina of Shtar Chabiyot of my boy. So what Bechlau is the Kasha of the Gemara? Why shouldn't it work? Why shouldn't the Migul be able to work Kenegin Shtarcha B'Yadi, my boy? And the Sameach answer is that you see from here that the din of Shtarcha B'Yadi, my boy, is not a raya. It's not a working derech raya that if I have the Shtar in my hand, that's a raya they didn't pay me back, and therefore we get tiny that it shouldn't work, and that a Migul should be stronger or weaker. That's not what Shtarcha B'Yadi, my boy means. Shtarcha B'Yadi, my boy is a schus. It's a certain schus that when you borrow money from someone, or there's a pikadin and he has a Shtar, that you're giving him the kayach, the tar gives him the kayach, the kol's man, that you have the Shtar in your hand, you have a right to demand your pikadon back, and the mafke does not have a right to taina that I already paid it back. So it's not because it's a raya that you didn't pay back, but it's a certain schus that calls man that's part of the hasna, part of the agreement that when you give over the shtar, the calls man the shtar is in his hands, you can't taina parati. So mela, it doesn't make a difference if you hold migu connected edim works. This is a whole different din. This is not working with din nemanis and raya and edis. This is from the schuyas of the baal hashtar. The Kozman that the Shtar is in his hands, he doesn't have a right to Taina Parati, and that's the side of the Kasha of the Gemara, that you shouldn't be able to Taina Parati because of Shtar Chabiyot in my boy. And this is the side which is the Yidua from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim brings Kama Bekama Raya, so this is the side that Shtar Chabiyot in my boy, Shtar Chabiyot in my boy, is not working with Din Raya, Midin Emanis, but it's a schus of the Baal Shtar that the other person can't Taina Parati. But just to be mayor that from the Rashbam over here is Mashal, but not like that, because Rashbam says that the tiny of the Gemara, the Shiloh over here, is whether it's Migu Makam Edom or not. That Dil Marmalay Mafkin Shakim and my boy, and therefore it's Malu Shakim Makam Edom. It shouldn't work. So it sounds like it is a regular din of Malu Shakim Makam Edom, not this new din of the Baal Ashtar as a schos that you can't tie in a parati. So if you that, it's talk a little bit shver from the from Chista before, who seems to hold he could have a Migu Kenegat Edom.